So we're holding the bottom of Daf Nun Dalad Omid Aleph. Two lines from the bottom. Tana Ezvoye Besufa. The Gemara actually started mentioning, and the Gemara now is enumerating. We'll go back a drop. We'll say it outside. The Gemara said, around 10 lines from the bottom, Tana Rabbonon there, Haroya Mabroi Sayam. There's the eight different things that a person has to be Meshbechet Ebishtah for. Seeing the Mabroi Sayam, where Klai Sol passed the Yam. Mabes Ayadin, where they passed the Yadin. Mabes Nachle Arnon. The Gemara is going to explain each one. Avne El Govish, Meirat Beis Choyven, Evan Shebikish Lizrik, Oig Melech Habosh La Yisrael, Evan Sheoshva La Moshe, Beshosh Osho Yeshua, Melchome Bamalik, Veisha Shaloit, Vechoymi Zericho, Shenivle Bim Koymo. All of them, Tzorich Shiten Oido, Veshelch Vim Amokim. So the Gemara enumerates one by another. Bishlam Mabes Ayam, I understand what that is. Kriyas Yamsuv, Dechsiv, Yav, Yav, Ben Eisrael, Betechion, Bay Bosho. Mabes Ayadin, when they crossed the Yadin, Bizman Yeshua, Dechsiv, Vayam, Da Kanim, Noise, Orem, Risa, Shem, Bechorova, Betoich Ayadin, Hochein, Bechol Yisrael, Oivim, Bechorova, Da Shetomu, Kalagoy, Labes Ayadin, Elam Mabes, Nachle, Arnoin, Menolon, what is that? So the Gemara, Dechsiv, Al Kenyoim Ru Besef Al Mechames Hashem Ezvoy Besufa. Now the Gemara explains what is this Mavrois Nachle Ana that he gives Shavuot Vedor for as follows. Tono Ezvohe Besufa Shnei Mitzrayim Hayu. These were names of two Mitzrayim. One's name was Vohev, and the other name was Sufa. Or maybe S and Vohev. S was one. The Sufa was the end of the encampment. They traveled because the Mechutz Samachne, Mitzrayim after Mechutz Samachne. Es and Hev, maybe Vohev. Es and Hev. Zogdimah, what were the two people, Es and Hev? Besufa, Shnei Mitzrayim, Hoy, there were two Mitzrayim, the Machim, Besoy, Machni Sol. They had to be out of the encampment of Klal Yisrael, so they walked in the back of everyone else. Ki have a kochal for Yisrael, when the Klal Yisrael passed by a certain area, also Amoroi, the nation, the wicked nation of the Amoroim, wanted to attack them. What did they do? Zog de Gemara daf nun dalad amud beis. Avdiluhu nikirusa. So Rashi says they placed Maoris. There were two mountains, like the tunnels, like Hamas. They placed tunnels when Klal Yisrael passed by two mountains. The Medrash describes these mountains were very near to each other, able to talk from one to another. So the tunnel system that they made were hiding in the mountains. As soon as Klal Yisrael passes by, a single file, so to speak, was narrow. They will attack them and kill them. That was the plan. Zog de Gemara, what happened? Avdal and Nikrusa, Vitoshu Behun, and they hid over there. Amri, they said to themselves, Ki Chalfi Yisrael, when Klal Yisrael passes by, Hocha, through here, Naktalinon, we will kill them. Mamish, like the tunnels, they come out of the tunnels to kill them. They did not know that the Oren went in front of Klal Yisrael and it flattened all the mountains. That's what the Oren did. The Oren miraculously flattened the path and made everything clear. The Anonim did it. The Oren over here says the Oren said did it. The Ananikov did it too. Over here it says that the Oren did it. Zog di Gemara. When the Oren came by them, it crushed the mountains. Crushed the two mountains. Ve'katlinon, and it killed all the Amorites. The Amoroim were killed. Ve'nochas damayu le'nachle Arnon, and their blood flowed through the Nachle, a stream of Arnon. Ki also es vohev. That's the voice. Es vohev. When Es and Vohev were in the end of the encampment, they're walking in Gezen Mitamol. It's streaming blood is coming out. So as Voiv Besuva says, also as in Voiv, Chozu Dome the Konofik Mi Bene Tura, they saw blood flowing from beneath the mountain that was crushed. Also the Omul Le Yisrael, they went and told Klal Yisrael, the Omru Shira, and they said Shira. Hayne Dechsev the Eshet Han Cholim and the Nachal Ashenoto Losheves Or the Nishon Ligvul Moyov. And that's what it killed the Moyavim that were hiding in the mountain. That was the Shira that we say. So when we see that place, you say Taka Shira. Zog di Gemara. Haroya. That's like when you see that place. Zog Gemara Vaita. Avnei El Gabish. What's Avnei El Gabish? One of the things mentioned in the Braisa. My Avnei El Gabish. Tona Avonim Shom Dal Gabish. Stones that stood on the back of a person. He held up stones. Who is that? V'yodu agavish. And it fell down because of the back of another person. Omdal gav ish de Moshe de chsev vaish Moshe onav ma'oid. Moshe Rabbeinu is called an ish. It says ish onav Moshe va'oid. Ish Moshe onav ma'oid. So he's called an ish. And where did he hold up stones? Uksiv vayechdu lo hakoylois by Makas Bogot when he davened and Pyre and the Makas to Pyre stopped. Vayechdu hakoylois va'bogot umotol nitach arzo. That means when he davened, the Bogot, the big stones, the hailstones, stopped in midair. It stopped until when? The Eibusha made a nest and it stopped. When did it yorad? Yorad al gav ish. It came down and it helped Klausel destroy the enemies. Bizman Yeshua. Zeh Yeshua. Because Yeshua is also called an ish. The Ksiv kach l'cho es Yeshua benun ish asher ruach boi. Uksiv, and instead when Yeshua fought the Amoraim, vayihi benoiso mipnei bnei Yisrael, when the Malchei Amori ran away from Klal Yisrael, there were stones that came from Shemayim, like the Navi describes, and killed them. Which stones? The hailstones that Moshe Rabbeinu al gav ish held up. Avne el govish al gav ish. Zok tomorrow, Evan Shibikish Oig Melech HaBoshen Lizrik al Yisrael. What's that Evan? If you see that, you make a Mokim Shanas and Nes also. Yishvachot to the Eibishter. What is that Evan? Zok tomorrow, Gemara Gemiralo, we have a Kabbalah. Omar, he said, Machni Yisrael Kama Hava. What's the width and the circumference and the measurements of encampment of Klal Yisrael? Klosa parsa. Klal Yisrael, three parsa. So Ezos have a simple answer. How to destroy Klal Yisrael in one shot? Ezel v'yaket tura bat klosa parsa. I'll uproot a mountain that is three parsa wide. Oig Malach HaBoshen was Gibor. He was able to uproot a mountain. So uproot a mountain, three parsa. V'ishdi a lion. I'll just cross Klal Yisrael in one shot. That's what he wanted to do. Ve'ektalinu oz al oketuga, he uprooted a mountain, but lost a pasa, that three pasa. The ice al reisha, how did he carry it? He put it on his head, and that's how he went to go Klal Yisrael. Ve'ayse kutsha brichu alei kamtzi, and the Eibusha made a miracle that nemolim, which means ants, were eating through this mountain, so suddenly became hollow in the middle. Ve'nokvua, and he made a hole in it. Ve'nochas b'tzavore, and then it fell on his neck. If there's a hole in the mountain and he's holding it on his head, the next thing you know, you have a mountain over your neck. Have a boil of mishlefe. He wanted to take the mountain off his neck and prick it up. Mashreshine. His teeth became buck teeth. His teeth suddenly came out, so the mountain got stuck like two anchors. The mountains got anchored in with his teeth that became buck, and they stretched out. Mashreshine lahagis lahagis to each direction. V'lemotzi lemishlefe, and he couldn't remove the mountain from his head, from his neck. Behind the chsiv, shine reshoyim shibarto. Das geht auf Eugen. Ugit Reb Shimon ben Lokish, Reb Shimon ben Lokish. Behind the chsiv, shine reshoyim shibarto. Al tikre shibarto, elo sherivavto. Sherivavto means you mishtarvev, you made them grow into buck teeth, and they went in two directions to anchor in the mountain on his neck. Zogt Gemara, what happened? Moshe kama hava. Moshe Rabbeinu was how tall? Esa Amos. Like we know, when he built the Mishkan, he was Esa Amos, and he was able to place the Yiriyas right on top. Zogt Rashi, Shehu Hekim Sam Mishkan. Hekim Atzma Lekim Sam Mishkan. Esa Amos Erech HaKeresh. He was the height of the Kroshim. So Moshe Rabbeinu was Esa Amos. Shokel Naga, he took an axe by Esa Amos, that was 10 Amos. Shovar. Shovar means he jumped. Kofa Zogt Rashi. Esa Amen, he jumped 10 Amos, his height. Umachya bekarsule vekatle. And he chopped Oig on his heel, on his karsule. That's how he got 10 plus 10 with the jump. He got to the karsulem of Oigen. Vekatle, and he killed him. How do you get killed by an injury on the ankle? Explains the Goyne Nime Noyam, he fell. When you fall from such a height, can you imagine how tall he was? It's like falling from the Twin Towers. So of course you fall down, you die. A gefallen von der Nefila from such a height. Zog die Gemara. Oig Chazal say was very tall, and this is exactly what took place. It's very literal. Okay, let's see the Gemara weiter. Zog the Gemara. He can want many things. That doesn't mean it. Meanwhile, there's Gemaras that sometimes the Mashal say that you have to know 10 out of. But this Gemara, there's no reason to say that it's not literal. Why should it not be literal? Chazal say it's literal, it's literal. If you show me some way that it's not, then we can discuss that. But to say which part? Oig was tall. Moshe Rabbeinu was 10 Amos. Moshe Rabbeinu jumped 10. Ants were able to make a hole in the mountain. Why not? You know what termites are? We don't know the time span. I don't know the time span. I don't know. Zog the Gemara. Ve'even shiyoshav ala Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Evan that Moshe Rabbeinu sat on. Dichsiv. What's this Evan by Milchemes Amalek? Videi Moshe Kvedim. His hands were very heavy for holding it up. Vayikru even vayisimu tachtov, so he was able to sit on it or hold up his hands. Vayeshev alei, and he sat on it. You have to know which even that is. Yeah, someone has to have some type of kabbalah to know the even of Moshe Rabbeinu. Veisha shaloitin. What's his wife of Loit? She turned around, and she turned into a pillar of salt. So, what is Choymas Yericho Shenivla? Was it swallowed into the ground? When they conquered Yericho, the Choyma got swallowed into the ground. I understand all these were mentioned were Nisim. Why make the Shvach and the Nes if it's a Pugonius? It's not a good thing. She became a Tziv Melach. Zogma Huda Oma Bar Dine Emes Enichrami. On Isha Shaloit, you say Bar Dine Emes. Frag the Mora Vahoido, Vishvach Tony, it says in the Bryce, you say Hoido and Shvach. Zogma Tony Aloit Val Ishtoim Evochim Shtaim, you take make two broches. Al Ishtoim Bar Dine Emes, Valoit Oime Bar Zoiches Atzadikim. And Rashi says, what Zoiches Atzadikim? Shezoches Avrohom. Not that he remembered Loit. He remembered Avram, and through Avram's schus, he remembered Loit. Even when the Abish is angry, Zoiches Tzadikim remembers the Tzadikim Shenemar. Vahi B'shaches Elokim is Ogei Akiko. Vayiskol Elokim is Avraham. Vayishlach is Loit Mitoich Afecho because of the schus of Avraham. Since when was it swallowed into the ground? It was fell. Shenemar. And it fell. The width and the height of the choyme was the same measurements. So, because if it falls over, it's going to again remain a choyme. A choyme that's 2 feet by 2 feet, or 5 feet by 5 feet, if you flip it, it'll be again 5 feet by 5 feet. So Mela had to be Nivla, and that's the Nefila. Zog di Gemara. Oh, now comes the greatest sugi of Birchas HaGoymel. Zog di Gemara. Omar Rav Yudom Rav. Arba o tzrichin lohoidois. Four people have to be moida. Now, Rashi, in numerous places, Rashi in Chumash, and Rashi in Zvochim Dav Zayin says that they have to be moida with a carbon toida. Other Rishonim ask, you're not mechuyif to give a carbon toida unless you menadev a carbon toida. But upon him, Rashi says a carbon toida too. What are those that have to be moida? Yorde hayam, people that go over the ocean, which is a makam sakona, and they were saved. Holchem idbarez, they go through the desert. Umisha yecholim v'nisrape, someone was ill and he got healed. Umisha yechovish beis asurim, someone was in captivity and he came out of jail, out of captivity. V'yotzo. Now, before we go into the psukim that describes each one of them, very important to note, there's a big machlokes v'shoinim in Holchem Midbaris. Holchem Midbaris, the Rosh holds that not every person that goes into the Midbars automatically makes a bracha. Only where shchicha hazeka, meaning you're in a Midbar and there's an area in the Midbar where there's chayis rois and listim, so over there you make the bracha. Pashtus, this din would apply, hu adin bayarde hayam. That means you go into the yam, it's a mokum of a sakona, dependent where you go. If you go for a swim, and maybe not, but if you go through the Yod HaYam and the Makom Sakona, then you would apply this din. It's relative. Zokter Moshe and Shuvas, Chelik Beis, Or Chaim, Simen Nuntes, that the Rosh's din is Dafka by Holchem Midbar. Because Holchem Midbar is Be'etzim not a Makom Sakona. It's only a Makom Sakona, Vivad, you're going through a Makom Sakona in a Midbar. Masha Enkin, Zokter Moshe, a Yam, an ocean is Be'etzim a Makom Sakona. And that's why he says that someone who goes in an airplane, even he does not travel over water. The Moshe Shita is, you make a Birchas HaGoymel because Be'etzim you are in a Makom Sakona. You look at the Be'etzim, they come Makom Sakona. Many poskim argue on this emotion. They say, no, you go on an airplane, it's only when you travel over an ocean. Then you can say this Tzir of Din or Birchas HaGoymel. But when you start going in an airplane, the Moshe calls it Be'etzim Makom Sakona, like a Yam is Be'etzim Makom Sakona. Unlike Midbarois, where Midbarois, it's only a Sakona B'Makom Listim B'Chayis. He says an airplane is Be'etzim. So others say, no, only an ocean is not, it's only traveling over an ocean, you would make a bracha. Nafkamina would be, if you want to make, you can make without Shema Malchus, then you can always be Yoitzit other Shita too. Now, that's the Gabe Holchem Midbarois. The Gabe Cholim and Israpa, so any woman that's a Yoledes is Be'etzim, of course, Cholim and Israpa. Yoledes is a Sakona. So Cholim and Israpa is a Yoledes, fits that category 100%. So L'Chayra, she would make a bracha. And that's Takamini Gushlaim, that a woman makes a Birchas HaGoymel after she has a baby. A boy or a girl, she makes a Birchas HaGoymel. When Bar Shalom Zocher in her home privately. She comes to Ma'ariv in Yerushalayim, the Minigin Zichar Moshe. After Ma'ariv, a woman from Desert Noshe makes Birchas HaGoymel, and 10 men answer Amen. And they make the Bruch of Shagmalani Kol Tov. The Ma'is of the Veld doesn't fear Zich so much like that, even though it's Minig Yerushalayim. And that's the reason why women come to Shul to hear a Dovah Shabbat Kedusha. It's in place of the Birchas HaGoymel. But really, the Hoidah is the Birchas HaGoymel, Abatzich and Lehoidah. This is a way to be Yoitzah, maybe because Kol Kvud Mas Melech Panima, some say that's the reason she doesn't go out. But upon him, that is the Makar where they hear a Dovah Shabbat Kedusha. Now, another Nekuda, very important, Rashi said, Sichon Lehoidah, Kishi Yoitzin Min HaSakona, when they exit the Sakona. What does that mean? Zog in the poiskins of Manenu, Ravozna, and many other tshuvas for him. A person has a surgery, a heart surgery, loyalenu, cancer surgery. That is not enough to make the bracha. You have to be yotzomidei sakona. You have to come back from the doctor, and the doctor say, give results, and they say, you're yotzomidei sakona, you're clear. Then you can make the Birchas HaGoymel. Just because you went through the surgery, that is not enough. Zog di gemara, not a gemara dash in the psukim. Yodei hayam and olam dechsev. Now the Gemara brings a bunch of psukim where it says hoido after the nes, after the sakana. Yodei hayam dechsev min olam dechsev. Yodei hayam ba niyos hemero masi Hashem va oimer va yam et ruach zora yalu shemaim yodei tohimes va oimer yochoy gevino keshikar. All these are times of danger. And it was quiet. And then it was quiet to see. So we see after the sakana, they praised Hashem and they thanked him. They were lost in the desert. Again, we see they moided today, but afterwards. Misha cholam nisrap tichsiv avilim yiderch pishom umavaniseim yis anu kol oichle tetav nafshom vayizak l'Hashem etzalohem yishlach dvorav yirpeim yoydu l'Hashem chazdoi. Misha cholam beis asurim menolon, if he was in captive in jail, tichsiv v'yoish v'choshv tzamoves ki hemru imrekel v'oimer v'yichna ba'om alibom v'oimer v'yizak l'Hashem etzalohem v'oimer yoytzim v'choshv tzamoves v'yoimer yoydu l'Hashem chazdoi. So these are the psukim for the four. Now, really, it means any person that's in a sakona that's saved. These are examples of sakonas. Zog the Gemara, Mai Mevarich, what's the bracha? Om Rav Yehuda, Baruch, Goymel, Chasodim, Toivim. Just Goymel, Chasodim, Toivim. Zog the Goyin, he brings the gifts of the Rif and the Rosh. Roshum Kav Al Milas Elu, it's crossed out on Chasodim, Toivim, but rather, Venechta Betzidoi, the Goyin writes in his Gemara, he wrote, Lechayovim, Toivoy, Shegmolani, Kol Toiv. And that's how we take say. You're making a personal bracha on yourself. L'chayovim. L'chayovim means rishoyim. That means even though we're not worthy, l'chayovim toivos, the Eibishter gives l'chayovim those that are not worthy toivos. Shegemalani kol toiv. And that's a bracha that we make, and we answer, that people that answer, Misha gemalcha kol toiv, gemalcha kol toiv sela. Zog di gemalcha. Abaya omar v'tzorich lo'iduye kamei asora. You have to say it in front of 10 people, and that's what we do it in shul. Dichsiv. V'ayroi memua b'kal am. Kal is a loshen of asora. Kal is called a 10. Like Rashi says in Ksubas, Kvega brings. Mazutra Oma v'trein minayu rabbonon. And two of them have to be the Chachomim. Zog demora v'trein minayu rabbonon. And two of them have to be Chachomim. That means you have 10 people, and from the 10, 8 k'bi amaratzim and 2 rabbonon. Shenema uve moishov zekenim yahaleluo. So you have to, the lashon of zekenim is a minimal of 2, yahaleluo. So from the 10, you have 2 chachomim. Maskul Ravashi ve'em kul rabbonon. Maybe all 10 have to be rabbonon. Zog demor miksiv bekal skenim. Bekalom ksiv. It says bekalom. So you don't have to all 10 skenim. Frag demor ve'em be'asora shar oma. Maybe you need 10 simpletons. Ve'trei rabbonon and 2 chachomim. So maybe you have to have 12 altogether. Zog demor kasha. Meaning we don't have a tiufta, we have a kasha. So we're not sure. Do you have to have 10 plus 2 chachomim? Or do you have to have 10? And among those 2 chachomim is a machlok zeshoinim la locha. Zog teisvis. Ve'ema be'asora v'tei rabbonon. Ve'avdi l'chumra. And we do l'chumra, that means you have to have 10 plus 2 chachomim. There's different gesoys how to read this teisvis. That came with ifshita avdina l'chumra be'inon tavayu. You have to have 10 plus 2. However, the Rif and the Rosh, Paskin l'kula, and because the Gemara says kasha and not yufta, and it's sufficient if you have 10, and amongst those two are chachomim. And the Beis Yosef brings even b'shem de Mordechai, even if without two chachomim you make the bracha, even 10 hoi poloi, 10 simpletons, even two without two rabbanon, you also make the bracha. And that's what we fear, the halacha, we make the bracha from the 10, and we're not boidig rabbanon or not. If you're in shul, pashas, you're going to have two rabbanon amongst them also. But upon him, there's a machlek zushoinim, l'chumra l'kula. Then Tosis says, v'nogo oilim l'vorech, achashakoyle b'teri, after kriyas ha'teri, v'davka b'choyle shenof al amito. Not stomach, guy has a sneeze, he has a little cold, you don't make griff zagemel. Nof al amito. Have a chosh b'rosh, he has a headache, or b'meyo, or a stomach ailment, a stomach ache, v'ein amuta l'amito, but he's not lying in bed, loy, then you don't make the bracha. Tosis before says, the Tilim it says the Seder, not Yodei Yam first, but rather Choshev Holche Midbar Gishon. It says Midbar first. So Tosis, the Kla Nokat Seder Mesukonim. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, the Seder Mesukonim. Midbar is more Mesukon. Yoy is the Tchila. The Gemara Nokat Hametsuyin Tchila. Those that are more common, and Yodei Yam is more common. Others are Mahapach the Girsa. What's more common? What's more Sakona? Zok the Gemara Vayta. Oh, Zog the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Cholash. Lom the Gemara now. Zog the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Cholash. Ve'itvach, Rabbi Yehuda was sick and he became healed. All the Gabe Rav Chone Bagadato. Zog the Rashi, he was a Bagadato. Zog the Rashi, he was from Baghdad. Shame Iroi Baghdad he. Ir Hachshuva Shebabola Mishachova Bobol. Rav Chone from Baghdad came and visited him. Ve'rabonon together with Rabonon. Amrilei, they told him, after he was, Rav Yehuda was cholash and he was healed, B'rich Achmona, blesses Hashem, the Yoavoch Nehalon that he gave us back, gave you back to us, V'lo Yehavoch La'afro, and he didn't send you to the earth, pushing daisies 6 feet under. Lo Yehavoch La'afro, he didn't put you to the earth. Baruch Hashem, you're alive. Omaluhu, so he told them, Potalton Yasi Milo'oy Duye, you patted me from B'rich Zagoymel. Ayah Brocha, was it, it's the result, opgepatted from B'rich Zagoymel. Zog the Gemara, V'omer Abaye boy, do it be happy asora. What kind of birchas agomer? You'd have to have in front of 10. This is a chachomer came to visit. We're the 10. Zog the Gemara, asora, the have be asora. It says, V'rabonon, do we take a 10 that came along? Frag the Gemara, V'iu loy komoida. He didn't make the hoido. They said, thank Hashem that you're amongst us. Hey, not dead. Hey, not, and you're Baruch Hashem, you're alive. So, Erdnish moide gewen, enter the Gemara, loy tzorich, the oni basrayu, omein. He said, omein. And because he said, oh man, it's considered like he benched Birchas HaGoymel. Fregen the Rishonim. What does Oni Basrayu Omein mean? The Tur, B'Shem the Rosh, and the Shittim Gubet says, it's not, that, why do you have to say Oni Basrayu Omein? What about Shemea Koine? Why is Shemea Koine not sufficient? Why do you have to come on to Oni Basrayu Omein? So they explain, and they say that since the Mevorech was not Chayiv in the Brocha, because the Mevorech wasn't chayv in a bracha. They came to visit. They weren't chayv in a hoido. Yeah, they were murdered to the Ebeshah that he's alive. But they weren't chayv be'etzim in a bracha. So, and also, he wasn't mechavin, they weren't mechavin to be moitzim. So me'mele, it wouldn't work as shemei ha'koina. Masha'en kein omein is ke'ilu that the Mevorech made the bracha himself. That's how the Kivayig explains. The omein is better than shemei ha'koina. It's a different lomdus. Shemei ha'koina is, I'm saying your words. I'm parroting your words. So fakad, you didn't even say Gmalani Kol Toiv. You just said thanking Hashem that you're alive. That's not a birchas hagoymel for me. Parroting your words is not going to help me. Shemei Koine is not going to help me. Zok the Kivega. Mashenkin Anias Omein. That's how the Stipel explains the Kivega. Anias Omein is pshat is. It's considered like I said the bracha that's negaya to me. It's like I am being murdered to the Eibishter. That's a birchas Gmalani Kol Toiv. Al Shemei Koine Zok the Stipel. That's a pshat of Kivega. Why Omein specifically works and not Shemei Koine over here? Because Shemei Koine, we show him much than they say. They say he wasn't L'cham Loitzi. They weren't M'chuv themselves. But Kivega says that the Omein is the only way it could work over here. Because since they didn't say a birchas Agoimo, so saying Shemei Koine wouldn't work over here, and that's why only Omein would work. Now, from the Rishonim, it's mashma that they're not mechuyev. Is mashma if they would have been mechuyev, then Shemea Ka'oina would work, even without Omein. That means if someone is mechuyev in Birchas HaGoymel, and I hear Birchas HaGoymel for someone else, you'd be yoitza by hearing Shemea Ka'oina. Mecham lo'itzi. But Yotlot says, obviously it's better to say Omein too. But it seems to imply that Shemea Ka'oina would work. No, with the Kavona. Shemea Ka'oina always works only with Kavona. You have to have Kavona. Without Kavona, it doesn't work. But upon him, it seems to imply only because they're not mechuyev. Is mashmeh if they're mechuyev, then it would work al shemei ha'koina. Now, the question is, why do you need mechuyah b'davar? We know the halacha is yotza moitzi. Yotza moitzi means, when it comes to birchas mitzvahs, you don't need to be mechuyah right now. Arvis is mechayev me, yotza moitzi. So why do you need to be mechuyah b'davar? So there's a big difference in lomdus. When we say yotza moitzi, that means, I'm be'etza mechuyah b'davar. Just I was yotza already, but I'm mechuyah in the mitzvah. Noshim are not, so that's what it can't be. There's no arvis for a man. But you have to be mechuyah b'davar. That's called mechuyah b'davar, even though you're yotza. Masha enkein, someone who's not chayev on the nes, the nes didn't take place to him, that's not called mechuyah b'davar. Then avada would not work unless you're mechuyah b'davar. That would be the difference to mechalik between the two things. Others are mechalik, other achronim say that birchas hoida, unless the nes took place to you, then it's not shayach that I could be moitzi someone else. I have to be besimcha because something took place to me. Then I could be moitzi him to be besimcha for the birchas hagoimel. If there is nothing that took place to me, it's not shayach yotza moitzi over here, even if usually yotza moitzi works. Because over here, you have to have a nest that took place to you to be considered besimcha b'hoida, so yena can be shameh and be yotza aliday the simcha too. L'maisa l'halocha, a person, we try to make our own goimel, no question. But a person could be yotzi medina with the birchas hagoimel of someone else, if he's miskaven lotzeis. Now, if the person is moitzi him and arvis, so to speak, then it's better, or obviously, shteyden reish yutes and the mishabur over there, that it's better that the mevarich is kroivoy, that he's sameach behoit behatzalosoy, so it's his son, it's his talmud, so then he can taka do it. Oh, let's just see the tesis on the bottom. Patat in yasim ilohoidi, vim toimar, what do you mean you patted me from being moida? There's no malchus. He didn't say lekene melcholam. V'yeshloim et rabbi doim et hamid et rav. V'rav sovel el peket mevorchin. D'lobinon elas kos Hashem. And he said rachmona and rachmona zas kos Hashem. Or he brings in the parentheses malchus v'rachmona. And malchus v'rachmona can even be malchus v'alkoponim. Rachmona takes the place of shame Hashem or even of malchus, and that's what his shita was. The gabi the etzim din of birchas goimel. There are those that say that you have to do it yourself and you can't be yoitza. Even ayadei anias omen, it's a bracha mitzvah shebegufay, so to speak, that you have to be moide yourself, like moidim drabonon. We all say ourselves. We're not just yoytze chazaros hashatz with moidim. Moidim, we say ourselves. When it comes to hoido, you have to be moide yourself. Otherwise, it's felt in the shame hoido. So that's why birchas hagoimel would not work ayadei shemea ka'oina or even ayadei anias omen, but rather you have to say it yourself. Before we stop over here at the end of the omed, I just want to mention again, like I said yesterday, I've been getting quite a few feedback from different people in regard to potential participation in the Siyum, being that it's indeed a great milestone. Again, I want to invite all participants, not just those that are mishtatif in person daily, but those that are mishtatif on the different venues online. It's indeed a milestone to celebrate together a mesechta that was learned together with the main toisesin, with the main raid of the Rishonim and some of the Achronim. So it's indeed a milestone and a time to be mishtatif together with the B'nai Mishpacha and make a Siyum Mitzvah Hashem. So again, you can potential participation, text me preferably all this week so it can be planned, accordingly. Either at my phone number 732-330-6653 or my email machonsofrim@gmail.com. That's machonsofrim@gmail.com. So again, either text or email, and we can discuss different options, either for Parshas Truma that Motzeh Shabbos or that Thursday night, whatever the best options are for most people. But again, if it can be done this week, so it can be planned accordingly. And in addition, like I said, anyone that has any ha'aris can always use this email or this phone number for any ha'aris to send me on any of the shiurim, and I'll be more than happy to respond accordingly. Take care, cult of...